The gospel for this Christmas Eve is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise. I think it's important for us to get together on a night like this, because with the stories that we hear in our news, you know, you turn on TV, You go on your computer, you listen to the radio, you read the newspaper. With all the stories that we hear about world events, stories of things going on in our own country, stories about our schools and workplaces, maybe even stories of things that happen in our own homes, it gets too easy for us to start believing that humanity is inhumane, that our basic human nature is to hurt, to lie, to cheat, to kill, to corrupt, to be mean. So it's important for us to gather because we must not become cynical. We cannot close ourselves off from one another. We can't stop reaching out in love and compassion. We can't stop caring. It's important to gather tonight, to hear and be shaped by a different story, not just the story of the things that we hear going on in our world or in our country, but to hear God's story. To remember just who God is. And in remembering who God is, we also remember who we are and how we are to live. We hear again that beloved story of Jesus' birth, story of angels, a young unknown woman named Mary, the mother of Jesus, a little town named Bethlehem, shepherds with their sheep and a stable, a barn, a place where animals live. We hear this story not to just be nostalgic and feel good, but we hear this story because it really is our story too. Meister Eckhart says, "What good would it be if Jesus was only born in Bethlehem and not among us?" What good would it be? What good would it be if Jesus was only born in Bethlehem, that one time 2,000 years ago, and not among us today? This story of Jesus and his birth is our story because it's the story of how God comes to earth. Our God who is Emmanuel, that God who is always with us no matter what. The God who comes to earth breaking into our human existence, not just once, a long, long time ago, but each and every day, over and over and over again. It's the story of how God comes among and through ordinary people in ordinary places. People like Mary and Joseph, a barn. Of how God truly does come through ordinary people like you and like me, in ordinary places like right here and right now. It's a story of how God uses very ordinary things in very extraordinary ways. As we hear the story of Jesus' birth, we're reminded life doesn't always go as we plan or as expected. I mean, I don't think Mary planned on having her baby in a barn. I don't think she planned that. I don't think Joseph planned that. Yet we remember through this story that we can expect God to be with us. No matter what happens, no matter what kind of news we receive, no matter what happens, God is with us. And because God is present, because God is always present, life is sacred and holy. And as we sing tonight those cherished Christmas carols that, oh, we love and we know by heart, it's like our different voices come together and unite and become one song. And in that singing, we remember that we are part of something that's bigger than just you and me. It's bigger than even all of us gathered together. We remember as we sing that we're family. And these are our family stories. These are our family songs. We are God's family. No matter where we live on this globe, we're reminded that we are God's children. We are brothers and sisters who are joined together by Christ. Tonight we light candles. We share that light with one another. Because we know that the world can sometimes be a dark and lonely place. We need each other. We need to share that light, to be that light. To remember that we are God's beloved children. And to treat one another like God's beloved children. As we share the light of Christ, we remember and we remind one another who we are. We remember that that light of Christ shines in the darkest corners of our world, in the darkest corners of our very lives, in those darkest corners even of our hearts. That the light of Christ shines, and we will never be the same. Tonight we gather and we remember who God is. We remember who we are. We remember that the light of Christ shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. We remember that this light of Christ leaves this building as we go out and live lives of love and compassion. Through ordinary, kind, and caring things that we do, Christ is born among us again and again and again and again. Because when we care for one another with love and compassion, others experience that extraordinary love of God. In his book, Peculiar Treasures, Frederick Buechner writes, "She struck the angel Gabriel as hardly old enough to have a child at all, let alone this child. But he'd been entrusted with a message to give her, and he gave it. He told her what the child was to be named and what he was to be, and something about the mystery that was to come upon her. 'You mustn't be afraid, Mary,' he said. And as he said it, he only hoped she wouldn't notice that beneath the great golden wings, he himself was trembling with fear. To think that the whole future of creation now hung on this one person's answer. We gather tonight to remember to say yes to God. And even when we don't, the good news is God comes anyway. Because God is always with us. Always with us. And perhaps the angels in heaven are trembling with fear and excitement as we gather here tonight. Because they're waiting, just waiting for Christ to be born again and again and again. But this time, not necessarily in a little town called Bethlehem, but rather through you and through me, right here, right now. Merry Christmas. Amen.